Good morning. It is Wednesday, and as you heard, there is a second healthcare worker that has tested positive who cared for Thomas Eric Duncan, and the health officials have announced this at about midnight, casting further doubt on the hospital's ability to handle Ebola and protect their employees. That would be at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital. The worker reported a fever yesterday, was immediately isolated. The preliminary Ebola test was done late yesterday at the State Public Health Laboratory in Austin, Texas, and the results came back around midnight. A second test will be conducted by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. The former mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina, has been sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison, 44 months, for taking bribes. Patrick Cannon pled guilty to one count of fraud in June. The judge said Cannon had seriously tarnished the city's image as he delivered the sentence. And he was once Charlotte's youngest elected city councilman, resigned the day that he was arrested in March, and that is describing him as a politician for hire who accepted cash, airline tickets, a hotel room, use of a luxury apartment, amongst other things. He apologized in court after being sentenced to 44 months in federal prison.
I think it was $50,000.
A combination of different amounts of money.
And when they busted
him, brought it to the office.
Yeah. They brought the money in the government center. Yeah, they brought the money to the office. The mayor's office.
One of the accusations against him was a $12,500 cash payment from an undercover agent. And they had a dummy company in which they had told him they were planning to use the money to develop a feminine hygiene product called Hers. And he offered to help the agent obtain permits to open a nightclub, amongst other things. And it just went swirling down the drain from there. Hurricane Gonzalo has killed one person in St. Martin and injured about a dozen others in Antigua, and Bermuda is under alert. This is a Category 3 storm right now, well over 100 miles an hour. They say maybe as high as 125 miles an hour, Hurricane Gonzalo. Back in open water, it left its mark across the Caribbean, and as I said, Bermuda is under its eye. Or is it within its purview, rather? Dallas Cowboys running back Joseph Randall arrested Monday for theft. This is pretty ridiculous.
What?
The 22-year-old professional football player.
How about them Cowboys? Huh? What?
Hello?
How about them Cowboys?
He was arrested for a Class B misdemeanor theft between $50 and $500. They say the items that were stolen were underwear and cologne.
Underwear and cologne. He stole some drawers.
He stole a two-pack of black polo underwear valued at $39.50.
How about them?
And a tester bottle of Gucci Guilty Black cologne.
He must have had a hot date.
So hot you couldn't remember to pay for those things. How about them Cowboys?
Nothing,
man. 15 before the hour. This is the TJMS.